Today we're going to continue in Romans chapter 8, but we're going to jump to verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Heavenly Father, I humble myself before you today, and I thank you that you sent your Son into the world, and now he chose me to send me into the world. In this verse, you reveal to me that you have ordained this from eternity. Father, I praise you for making me a part of your family. I come to you today, and I ask that you would fulfill this purpose in my life, and you would make me in every way like Jesus. Amen.
Today, just kind of ponder the thought. Let it roll around in your head for a few minutes. God had an everlasting purpose in what verse 29 says. It does not do away with our free will, as you might suppose. Instead, it sets us free to do as he wills us to do, knowing that you were chosen by God from eternity is an awesome thing, isn't it? He knows you thoroughly and through, and he has a very specific plan for your life. Be honest. Today, be honest. Are you living it?
Today's action. Ask the Lord to reveal to you today the part you're to play in the kingdom, and thank him for making you a child of the King. Today's treasure is found in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 12. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech.
David said it. He knew us before we were born in the womb. What are you doing for him? Are you living your life to God's plan? Jesus said it, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."